London. United States President Donald Trump has arrived in the United Kingdom for his second state visit, calling it a great honor to be hosted by King Charles III at Windsor Castle. The U.S. President landed at London Stansted Airport on Tuesday evening, where he was received by newly appointed UK Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper. First Lady Melania Trump accompanied him and is staying at Winfield House, the official residence of the U.S. ambassador in Regent's Park. On Wednesday, Trump will travel to Windsor Castle for a ceremonial welcome and a state banquet hosted by King Charles. While thousands of demonstrators are expected to protest during the visit, Trump has no public-facing engagement scheduled. Speaking to reporters en route, Trump highlighted his close ties with the UK and the monarch. "My relationship is very good with the UK, and Charles, as you know, who's now king, is my friend. It's the first time this has ever happened where somebody was honored twice. So, it's a great honor," he said. The visit coincides with the anticipated signing of a landmark technology agreement between the UK and US, designed to strengthen collaboration in the country's multi-trillion dollar tech sectors. Trump will be joined by a high-powered delegation of American business leaders, including NVIDIA chief executive Jensen Huang and OpenAI's Sam Altman, according to Reuters. The state visit comes after the UK became the first country to sign a bilateral trade agreement with the Trump administration in May. That deal included Washington's pledge to reduce tariffs on UK aluminium and steel from 25% to zero, though the changes have not yet been implemented. Ahead of talks with Prime Minister Keir Starmer at Chequers on Thursday, Trump signaled a willingness to revisit aspects of the trade deal. "I'm there also on trade. They want to see if they can refine the trade deal a little bit. We've made a deal, and it's a great deal, and I'm into helping them," he told reporters. While the trip underscores the continuing importance of the transatlantic alliance, it is also expected to draw significant demonstrations in London and other cities.